2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30 in Salt Lake City, waking up to 28 degrees.
And a crash-free, delay-free drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the infrastructure bill just signed by President Biden will help to keep wildlife safe around some of the most dangerous highways in the West. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The bill includes $350 million for animal crossings. The Deseret News cites an article by the Pew Charitable Trusts that says $60 million of that money will be available for grants to states in the current fiscal year. It cites deadly stretches of highway in Wyoming where wildlife collisions are common. A bridge built over I-80 in Parley's Canyon 3 years ago has helped reduce crashes and animal deaths in Utah. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A popular event in Moab will not take place this year. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Jacob, what event is it?
Yes, sir. The Rally on the Rocks, which has been held since 2018, will not be held this year. According to a statement from event organizers, the political climate, along with the desire to remove or limit access for people who like to ride ATVs, has made it impossible for them to carry on the event as normal. Organizers also try to find other places to host the event, but they say that it won't be the same, but that they will try to make a comeback in the future. Live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Warmer than usual for Black Friday, with highs getting into the mid to upper 40s today. Grant Wayman says a little, has a little more of your forecast here.
It's definitely looking dry at this point. We want to, keep that travel weather nice and quiet, which it should be through the weekend. But we could use a storm at this point. Certainly our resorts would love to see it, and mountain areas as well. And it looks like we're going to remain storm-free into late next week. We're hoping to see a storm late next week. At this point, it doesn't look like it. So in the meantime, more dry weather through the weekend and into late next week.
Boy, fingers crossed for skiers. Grant says we're going to warm into the lower 50s for Sunday, Monday, but we cool a few degrees again for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A family in southern Utah woke up in a hotel room this morning after their home burned down. They talked with KSL TV's Garna Mejia about what happened.
The family tells me they were in the kitchen, they were cooking Thanksgiving roast when the fire started. Kay says that they were just recovering from the flooding that happened this summer, getting their house back up when they had this fire happen. But she says that they're also really grateful for their neighbors and their church friends that have all stepped in to help them out and just really made them feel their support.
A GoFundMe account has been set up for the family. You can find a link for that account at ksltv.com. KSL's top national stories this hour, fire danger and rolling blackouts for some California residents on Thanksgiving. ABC's Kaylee Hartung reports now from Los Angeles.
Thanksgiving in jeopardy for thousands of people in Southern California. Faced with high fire danger, power companies shutting off electricity for nearly 70,000 customers, with 200,000 more at risk. Those inconvenient public safety power shutoffs, a last resort attempt to prevent down power lines from sparking more fires, as powerful Santa Ana winds whip through the area.
A group of firefighters from Utah County drove to Southern California to help fire crews battle the blazes, which are only expected to get worse. The Lone Peak Fire Department posted on Facebook that while they didn't get to spend the day with their families, the department said the crew has at least, or was at least, able to have a Thanksgiving meal at a Golden Corral in Lake Elsinore. A little further north, record rainfall is hitting the Pacific Northwest once again. It's the first of two atmospheric river events forecast for the week. The region is still recovering from last week's atmospheric river that brought record rainfall, flooding, and mudslides, with Washington and Canada's British Columbia particularly badly hit. A group of five U.S. lawmakers met with Taiwan's president this morning in a surprise visit to reaffirm the U.S.'s support of the self-governing island. Democratic Congressman Mark Takano of California spoke about what he believes will be the future of the U.S.-Taiwan relationship moving forward.
I am hopeful with the progress we've made together in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic, that frequent travel to Taiwan by U.S. policymakers will become business as usual again.
This visit comes as tensions between Taiwan and China has risen to its highest level in decades, and just a few weeks after a group of six Republican lawmakers made their own visit to the island. Pope Francis will become the second pontiff ever to visit Greece. Father George Degas, a priest in Athens, says the Pope's visit is a good time to reunite and project a message of unity between both the Catholics and the Orthodox churches.
It's actually a dream come true for all of us. We're a small church here in Greece, a tiny minority, and our Father, our universal Father, is coming to see us, and he's coming to unite us because we are a multicultural congregation. This is a richness, and now he's coming here as a visible sign of unity.
There are only about 50,000 Catholics among a population of nearly 11 million, most of the population identifying as Greek Orthodox.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.